Good morning. It's been a rough, stressful week. I don't know how many people know about it, but we're talking about being hooked up to a power source. When you drive a semi, you have to hook up your trailer to the tractor to give it the power to get down the road. Well, when it gets 25 or 20 below, things don't quite work right. I had my trailer come loose from the power source while I was getting on the ramp for 235, and my trailer came loose. So hasn't been the best of weeks for me. But that's not the kind of electricity I'm wanting to talk about today. But I thought it kind of fit in with what I'm going to be talking with, so I thought I'd mention it. Around the 19th century, electricity started being used in experiments and became widely researched for the many uses that we have it for today. Benjamin Franklin was as widely thought of when it comes to electricity as being the ambassador. Everybody thinks about him flying a kite and in a lightning storm, and whether all the facts of that are correct or not, but that's what a lot of people think of. The first verse I want to go to is Genesis, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Have you gotten plugged in? This guy brings it back memories to a lot of us who are around our 40s, maybe a little bit older, maybe a little bit younger. The Louis the Lightning Bug would be thrown on television saying, "Hey, you got to play it safe around a power line." But it brings back memories to me. And this cord I have over here has the ability to have electricity running through it, but right now it's useless. It's not plugged into a power source. There's nothing I can do. It's just here, sitting here, doing nothing. Once I plug it into the power source, I've got something useful. When we introduce it to the power source, there's electricity and the light shines through it. Does the light shine within you? Do you plug yourself in? Or are you just an untapped electrical source? We all have a soul. God created us that way. We're all created to be plugged in. But are we? How can you plug yourself in to make your faith known to others here and when you leave? You can have studies. Sometimes we can get in a comfort zone of just thinking, as members here, we'll just keep it a family thing. We'll reproduce and all in the family thing, and that's how we're going to keep the church going. And that's just not the way it's meant to work. We are supposed to keep our youth our offspring interested in the church, but we're supposed to be telling others and convincing others that Jesus Christ would be as useful as anything that we could have in our lives. And doing that might even help our children to be more convinced that we're really plugged into this thing and we're telling others about it. It must be important. If they don't see us plugging into a power supply, and that includes when we leave here, how will they become leaders to the point that the church is going to grow? If we are relying on others to grow this church, then we are a useless frayed cord of a power supply. And one thing you don't want to do is touch a frayed wire from a power cord, because you're going to be in trouble. John 8 and 12, it says, Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Just make sure this, yep. And in John, 1 John 1, 5-9, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Just imagine for a moment that outlet over there is a perfect power source that can't have anything wrong with it. It's always going to work. We have to imagine that, because obviously it's not perfect, but for the sake of this argument, imagine it's perfect. The only problem that can be with it is us. We let sin come between us and God when we unplug. You don't want to do this. It's a bad idea. Matthew 14, 28 through 33. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked onto the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind and it was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. Peter became unplugged from Christ, and he began to sink when he did that. The minute he started to fear because of the storm, and he looked away from Christ, the power source, things started to go wrong. That's when they start going wrong for us too. Who should we trust in when the storms of life hit us? We've got to trust in God. We've got to trust in Christ. If we do fully trust in Him, then we will lock into the power supply. John 1, 4 through 9. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, his name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that he was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. John came first to bear witness of the light of Christ that was to come. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If we were to feed the sources of power into this, if we were to feed two different sources into this bulb, it would most likely blow the bulb. We have to cut out the bad power and feed it the power, the natural power that it's supposed to have and that it's called for. We are not our own power source. We are the light to the world. We are the only hope some of the people out there in the world have of hearing the truth. Do we shine brightly so that they see the difference in us? Or are we so dim that they can barely tell that we have a light at all? The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Sometimes, I know getting the energy to come here can be harder than others. Sometimes we struggle with it more than others. Especially maybe when you're a teenager, you're in your younger years, and you still haven't put everything together as to the importance of serving God yet. You see all the kids that you go to school with. Seemingly, they're getting by just fine without God. And on the outside, you don't see a problem with it. They might even make fun of you for stands that you take or beliefs that you express. Are you alone? Christ went through it first. These things might make you question the stance that you've taken when kids or people in your day-to-day life take umbrage with you or make fun of you, and everybody laughs. Do you have parents that are just too religious? Is that the problem? God wants this to be a lifestyle commitment. He expects this to be a lifestyle commitment. Our life should change because of this. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Wives, submit to husbands as to God. Husbands, the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. The church submits to Christ. In submitting, we turn our lives over to a different form of lifestyle than what everybody out there is doing. We're going to be different. And it's not always easy. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members that are one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not of the hand, I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? And if the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now, indeed, there are many members, yet one body. 1 Corinthians 12:12-20. I used to think wrongly when I was younger that the work in the church would always be getting done, whether I pitched in or not. Somebody was always going to do it. The older members were always going to be there to take care of it. That was the wrong thought. That was an immature thought that I had at one time. God wants me, and God wants you. He wants us all to roll up our sleeves and do things which are all important. They may be different things, but they are important. And they might not have been the one that you would choose if you were to have a first selection. But God has a reason for choosing you to do that thing. And we should feel honored to be able to be chosen by God to do things. If you're all here on Sunday and Wednesday night, you could see the need for more plugged-in resources working as hard as they could. This is the most important thing in our lives, so why only give it a third of the power? We have lost important lights through the years, and I just know there are things that some of those lights, when they were burning, did that died when they died. Nobody took their place. I mean, we already seen when the apostles were still here that the church was already needed to be corrected on things. And here we are 2,000 years later, nearly. How can we not think that there's things that we need to kick into gear? I could do better than what I do. I'm pushing for a little bit more, and when I get comfortable with doing that a little bit more, then move on to the next thing and try to get involved in that and improve on that. We can't just stay in one position or If you've ever been familiar with lifting weights, if you quit working, then what you've worked for goes away. One of the biggest things that sin may have died out more than it should have is evangelism. We can't wait for evangelists to do all the reach out. There are no evangelists living in this state currently. Does that mean there's no lights in this state? No. Only approximately 37% of us are plugged in here in this building three different times a week as set aside by the eldership. That statement may affect you in a variety of ways. It may lead you to say, see, I don't need to be here that much. Hardly anybody else is here either. Or it could lead you to say, wow, is it really that bad? But yeah, it's pretty close. Have people ever seen you plugged in? Or do they just see a wrapped up power cord? Do you care about knowing anything about the people that are here that you claim that you want to spend your eternity with? Or would you rather hang with the sinners because the sinners are much more fun? Christ hung out with sinners. I hear that a lot. But he had a purpose when he hung out with them. He didn't turn off his light and conform to what they were doing. He kept his light on, allowing them to choose to conform or perish with depraved minds. As sharing Christ is never your intentions on spending time with people outside of the Lord that you're choosing to be with in your free time, then you might want to rethink who you keep company with, because they have a better chance of influencing you negatively than you do of influencing them positively in most cases. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, 3-6. God wants us to shine out in the darkness. He wants us to be a lighthouse for people that aren't in the world, aren't in the Word yet, and that haven't accepted His Word. They need a power supply to plug into, and they need somebody to show them how to get there. Has your light burned out? Have you become unplugged? Make sure you plug it in. Plug into the power source. Plug into God and plug into Christ and be a light for others wherever we can be. If you have not been baptized and made God a part of your life, and you realize that you need to do that, you have an opportunity to be baptized and accept the grace that Christ has extended to you through His death. And if you have other situations that the church can help you with, reach out and Let us help you as we stand and sing the invitation song.